Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Absolutely. So, all right. But what we're talking about right now is we're talking about the process that he went through. We talked about how he came up with the idea, what he had to do to hire people to help him build it. What was the biggest mistake you made, Ramon? So, wait, let me stop. What was the biggest mistake you made so far?
Yeah. Jim, I like how you worded that. I think probably the biggest mistake so far is not giving enough time to beta test. I'm live, and it's an iterative process where we are serving customers as we speak, but I wonder, should I have closed the gate and tested with 100 people first?
Mm-hmm.
But as you get a sense, Jim, I've been with you 13 years, I move faster. That's just my style. My wife is more the brakes.
Well, the thing is you can beta test on the run too, especially with what you're talking about. It's not like you're asking people to turn over their accounting system to you or something.
Right.
You know, you're not asking them to you're not turning their financial engine over to you. So it's not, you know, so what? They give you a blog post and they don't like the blue, you know, they want another blue. So
right.
What? You know, I mean, so I think this is something you can, and isn't that an important point to make? You know, what kind of a product you're making, can you test it on the run, or do you have to keep it behind closed doors till you know it works?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think that there's some business owners, Jim, I'm sure you talk to them, are perfectionists, and they will never, ever launch anything. They're scared of the marketplace getting a hold of it.
They won't pull the trigger.
Then there's those who might launch too early when they should have tested a bit. So I think there's a balance you have to do as you're launching.
Where were you? Were you afraid of launching?
No. My problem was, Jim, I often, just my DNA moves too fast. I'm the type of guy who just runs and says, let's do it, which can burn you.
Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Right?
Exactly.
Well, and the thing is, as long as you can afford those mistakes that you're going to make when you do that,
correct,
then that's okay. And as long as you're not going to do anything, they're going to burn any bridges. I mean, your particular product, if you made a mistake, you can come back tomorrow and fix it.
Absolutely.
And no harm, no foul. It's not like a train wreck, you know.
Exactly.
And so that makes. But however, what is important though in your process was that you knew that you needed to beta test. You knew that you needed to have a solution and go look for a problem. You knew that you had to fund it somehow. My point is, you knew what you were up against. You made the decision about how fast to go. A lot of people who are listening right now don't know that they should make all those steps.
That's a great point, Jim.
See what I mean?
Go ahead. No, I was going to say another part, Jim, of this, as you said just now, is that the other second mistake that's coming to mind, not a mistake, but no, I'll have to change, is the team. I have to think, even though one team member I'm thinking in particular is a good person, good individual, I wonder, are they right for the job? So I'm still playing with the chessboard of who's behind the scenes as I grow the company. It's another issue and thing I'll have to work through as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the next thing is going to be, how do you scale it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that you're going to have to decide, do I bring in partners? Or do I use all my money? Do I go to the bank? Do I borrow money? Or, what do I do?
Correct.
I'm going to encourage you to borrow money instead of bring investors in.
No, I appreciate
that. Unless it's me.
and why do you do that, Jim? Let's learn. I would like to learn. Let's dig deeper. I know many people say,
why would you borrow money?
Investors is a last resort.
Oh, when you borrow money from a bank, you pay them off, they go away.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have an agenda. They just want their money back. Investors have agendas and exit strategies. Banks give you their exit strategy right up front. 36 months, dude. I want the money right there. So anyway, let's keep this going. I want to hear more about this new program.
Thank you. I've learned a lot.
YourSizzleVideo.com, folks. Check it out. I think you'll like it. Ramon, come back soon. Thanks for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.